The author of the poem, the first Benchen Lama, whose name was Losang Chirki Gensen, was a tutor of the fifth Dalai Lama in the 17th century. Prior to that time, even though he was an ordinary monk, the local people and his own teacher considered him to be an incarnation of a great Tibetan yogi, Ensaba. He may not have been one of the greatest Tibetan scholars, but he was a great practitioner. Like his teacher, Sangye Yeshe, he had a genuine respect for the other lineages of Buddhist practice. In the collected works of his teacher, we can see religious vocabulary from other traditions, and this openness must have influenced Benchen Losang Chirki Gensen's own practice. He certainly made a great contribution to the mutual respect of and harmony between Tibetan schools of Buddhism. The last Benchen Lama, Lobsang Tinle Thundrup Chirki Gensen, the 10th in the line of reincarnations, died in 1989. He and I were both born in the northeastern province of Tibet called Amdo. At the time of choosing him as the reincarnation of his predecessor, there was a little controversy. The officials of his monastery decided that this boy, who was born in the northeastern province of Tibet, was the true incarnation of the 9th Benchen Lama. In the 17-point agreement that the Chinese government promoted as a way to establish a relationship with Tibet, the Chinese indicated, or perhaps insisted, that the Tibetan government must recognize this boy, who was already in their hands, as the 10th Benchen Lama. In this way, his recognition was a little controversial. However, he himself proved that he was a great hero, courageous in the service of Tibetan Buddhism and the Tibetan people. There is no doubt. When I first met him around 1952, he was very innocent, very sincere, and very bright. In 1954, the year when we both went to China, he came from Western Tibet to join me in Lhasa, the capital, for a few days. He proceeded on to China through the Amdo province, and I went through Gongbo. Perhaps due to the disgruntlement of some of his officials, his attitude, however, changed a little. In 1956, at the celebration of Buddha's 2,500th birthday, when we were both in India, there were still small indications of this. However, because very sad events, battles with Chinese troops, took place in 1957 and 1958 in the two eastern provinces, Amdo and Kham, information about atrocities carried out by the Chinese army finally reached him. He then fully realized, perhaps belatedly, that all Tibet must unite and face this new threat. At my final scholastic examination when I was still in Tibet, he sent a trusted monk official who explained to me that at present the Benchen Lama's thinking had changed a great deal because of recent news from the area of his own birthplace. Under this new threat, he was completely determined that his monastery at Shigatse work together with the Tibetan government.